I'm going to make an assumption that most everyone here practices appellate law, and it doesn't take long for the appellate practitioner to figure out that jury charge issues are often fertile ground for appeal. As Stacy and Gary noted from their talk, jury charge issues don't make the trendy category very often, but they do make the most frequent issues. On appeal, these issues can come in many forms, from lesser-included offenses to self-defense instructions. There are a broad range of issues that can arise from the court's charge. So today, in an attempt to focus this very broad and very important topic, what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the Court of Criminal Appeals decisions since our last conference on Court of Criminal Appeals, so our last conference, so 2 years ago. So basically, I'm going to survey the 2015 and 2016 cases from the CCA that dealt with jury charge issues. And when I talk about these issues, I'm going to talk about the issues themselves, the court's analysis, and hopefully what I can do is pull points and tips from those court's holdings that all of you can use in your appellate practice and when you're reviewing your cases. So when we look at the 2015-2016 cases from the CCA, as you can see, they run the gamut of issues. Lesser included, unanimity, defining terms, application paragraph. So let's see what the Court of Criminal Appeals had to say. So first case up is one that we heard about from yesterday from Judge Newell, Bullock v. State. Give you just brief facts to kind of put this case in context. Bullock was found in the cab of an 18-wheel truck, an 18-wheel delivery truck. And when he was confronted by the owners of the truck, he got up and he ran away. Ultimately, he was caught, arrested, and charged with theft of a truck.